If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 21st day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Telly Savalas, Kojak, who is 86 today. Robbie Benson is 54, as well as Gina Davis, who is also 54. Mac Davis, no relation, is 68. The Byrds recorded Mr. Tambourine Man on this date in 1965, and in 1987, Aretha Franklin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Get some unfinished business out of the way. Thank you for your indulgence. There may be times that I give a wrong date or a wrong year, a wrong geological sign, a wrong end date for the end of the world. I don't know. But the last month has been particularly difficult for me, and these podcasts sometimes are more troublesome to get out than you would imagine. So I'm trying to keep them going. There may be days that I don't make one. Keep your fingers crossed that I'll be back, but, you know, here it is. Thank you. Also, I'd like to thank Scatty Ads at Audioboo. It's an amazing company. And, you know, I've joke about Miles Dyer getting so much time. I do it because I love Miles and I kid him all the time about it. Honestly, after about 5 minutes, I make my own self sick. All right, now this is an interesting statistic I want to bring up this end of the week. The number one album on Billboard, I don't even know what it is, but I heard this statistic yesterday and I thought this is worthy of a podcast. It only sold this past week 44,000 units. Now that is the worst number one album that we've had on Billboard since 1991. And what this is telling us, now, it is the first of the year, and people did a lot of Christmas buying. But this is the worst top album sales in a while. About a year ago, I made a conscientious decision to only buy from independent artists. If you listen to YouTube, if you watch YouTube videos, if you go to MySpace, if you just follow somebody online that is a musician, this is an amazing resource of great music out there. And with recording equipment and what we have, you know, it's just as good as anything you could get out of a studio. I think it's common knowledge now, or it used to be. When I was in radio, you made all of your money from concerts. That's how bands made their money, was from concert sales, because record sales all went straight to the record company, because it is a lot of money involved in producing initially a record. So, and this is, you know, with Charjackers. When Charjackers had their hit, you know, a lot of these people worked gratis, and so it didn't cost them anything, but... And you can't really blame the record companies for wanting to get their money back from all of this. But that's, you know, now technology is different. The world is different. We're all connected in so many different ways. And I love some of the new music that's coming out. But this is interesting. I'm going to track it and see where it heads and see if it doesn't. I hope it improves, I guess, for everybody's sake. But, you know, there are more people out there to listen to. Speaking of music, it's the next season, I think the 10th season of American Idol. Now, this is going to give you some sort of insight into my personality, but I don't watch until they're down to the final contest. It means nothing to me to see people on stage making fools of themselves. In fact, it embarrasses me, and I can't stand to watch it. I tried. One year, I tried. My good friend Hayward was trying to get me to get into it. You know, you got to get into it. There's some really crazy people up there performing. No. When we get down to the final people, I'm the same way with sports. I'll always watch the Super Bowl, but I'm not really much on the competition on their way into the playoffs. That's got to be a birth defect or something. I don't know. YouTube Shop Talk. I am working on a new video. Hopefully it'll be up between now and Halloween. I've done nothing but talk this whole time. Play something. For the love of God, Bill, play something. Oh, I got to use my announcer's voice on this. Excuse me. I hate it because I have to grab myself. Kenny G and Silhouette on 99 Ways. W-A-Y-S. Hold on. Had enough? Yeah. See you Monday.